Simon & Schuster Audio presents My Mother and I, the inside story of the King and our late Queen. Written by Ingrid Seward. Read by Ingrid Seward with Julie Teal. Introduction. King Charles III, despite his old-fashioned sympathies, is a 21st-century gentleman at heart, an ageless and quintessentially British character, trying to do his best in a world whose modern innovations have perplexed many of his contemporaries. An idealist, with an inborn sense of kindness, he has always believed in others and wanted to help them. He feels passionately about the quality of life for our descendants and for the future of the planet. For the last 50 years, he has been speaking out about all number of issues that are top of the political agenda today, from climate change, pollution, and deforestation to simpler things like the value of recycling and rewilding. He was a shy child and still suffers when meeting large numbers of people, but he's courteous. He never passes a footman in a palace corridor or a stranger while walking in the countryside without acknowledgement, whatever his mood. While others of a lesser social standing might ignore the staff, he loathes the word servants. He is meticulous about saying thank you. Charles is more like his mother than he would admit. The late Queen was painfully shy and never comfortable with strangers, but she was very gentle and always listened to what they had to say. When she'd had enough, she would say, "Really," as a signal to her ladies-in-waiting to move her on. The controversial and renowned children's author Roald Dahl once told me he was seated next to the Queen at a luncheon at Buckingham Palace. Although Dahl was prone to a little exaggeration, he assured me that the Queen was one of the dullest people he'd ever met. An arrogant genius, Dahl was never going to make it easy for her, and neither was the Queen in return. She insisted on talking about horses, and as he had no interest in horses whatsoever, he failed to respond with any kind of animation, and the conversation lapsed. Unembarrassed, the Queen merely turned to the person on her other side. The Queen trained feelings out of herself in order to avoid any confrontation. Conservatives...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?